is our crew room. We're on shift for 24 hours, so we need somewhere to relax. Cup of tea? So we have to try and remain as comfortable as possible.
I was proud to serve for the Royal Air Force 24 years. Within that time, I spent time on search and rescue, then support helicopters, and latterly as a test pilot.
So because of that background, and there are other people here generally from the RAF, is it something that those from the forces come into and want to continue their careers doing?
Yes, I think so. For me, I was always passionate about search and rescue and the job that we deliver. And most of the other guys, I believe, are the same. We have people here, mixed military backgrounds as well as civilian, predominantly Air Force and Navy. We have to a lesser degree, Army Air Corps, and then I say mixed in with guys who just come from a civilian aviation background only.
What was it like being in that RAF life, and what's the difference working for a company on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency?
There's perhaps a degree more stability. Clearly, the military are there to respond to incidents worldwide. We know that we're remaining UK bound only. But I think in terms of focus and mission focus, there's very little difference. It was pretty much the same in the military as it is here today.
One of the big things you, of course, have to have is camaraderie. If you don't have that, forget it. You have to be able to work at humour, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, the certainly the camaraderie is carried through to here very much so. And I think, you know, long may that continue. It certainly breeds an esprit de corps. You're working with these people for 24 hours. You have to be able to get on with them. And we do that very well.
This hangar that we're in now, it's on the Romney Marsh, which is an area which everyone who lives here, as I do, knows it has incredibly interesting weather conditions. It's very exposed.
Yes.
Does that help or hinder the operation here?
It certainly doesn't hinder. We will be getting our new build here, and that LID has been announced as the chosen location now. So that will be an improvement for sure. But I think we've made the best of what we've been given here. So this that we sat in at the moment, this is an old general aviation hangar. We've pretty much scrubbed up the inside. We've imported these ISO containers and porta cabins that we sat in right now to make it a livable, workable space. The overnight accommodation, it's just about livable. But like you say, it can be quite austere here, certainly over the winter months when we're getting 55 knots of wind blowing through here. The hangar doors were rattling. One night we found that the wind had blown them open. When it rains here, it's like it thunders on the roof, and you can hardly hear yourself think. Over the winter months as well, when it dropped down to below freezing here on Romney Marsh, it was hovering just around about freezing inside of the hangar. We did have some portable heating put in, but of course the engineers still need to be able to work on the aircraft overnight, and so just because it's freezing outside, we still need to continue the work inside.
But of course you're tapping in as well, I guess, to the history of this place, and that going back to the war years and what people used to have to deal with across airfields, across Kent. So does that give you a little boost in some respect there?
Oh, it does, and don't get me wrong, I think we're very lucky to have what we've got here today. And in some respects, not having all the creature comforts brings you closer together as a working unit.
And what about for you, family? I mean, did you move down here?
I'm actually on the transition team. So effectively, I'm here temporarily until the steady state of LID has been achieved. And by steady state, all permanent staff and the Augusta Westland 189, which I say will be here by sort of mid to late summer next year. So up until that point, I'm here on a temporary footing. We do 24 hours on, 24 off, and then repeat that nine times with a break in the middle.
As we're sitting here in the crew room, is there always something in the back of your mind saying it could be any moment now?
Absolutely, yeah, and you just never know when the phone's going to go. Sometimes you get a bit of a feeling that you know something's going to happen through no intelligence at all, but you do get a feeling. Other times it can completely catch you out, which is why you always need to be prepared to go out of the door within 10 minutes.